Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's time for 92.9 The Game Tonight.
For the next hour, tune in or listen on the Odyssey app.
As we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
We're going up tonight.
Turn up, bro. Like I say, just turn up and listen, you know.
That's the way to lead the show.
It's 92.9 The Game Tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, what's up, Atlanta? Little shorty show for you tonight. And, got my man Dom C sitting in for Oren. Dom, I think Oren built one too many snowmen this weekend, so he needed the night off. And when you're his size and he's trying to build a snowman, that's commiserate to his size.
Yeah.
At about 6'5", 6'6", when he has his hair fully grown in, that's a sight for sore eyes. But I'm glad you're with me tonight for this specific reason. You and I worked the show on Saturday. And we led right into the start of the NFL playoff weekend.
Yes.
And what I did was I sat my large behind in my bed and I watched copious amounts of hours of NFL football. And for the Atlanta Falcons, Dom, I came to two conclusions. One was very good. The other one, very frustrating. And I will share those with you right now, get your reaction, and then we'll take some calls. 404-726-0929. Dom, should I start with the positives or the negatives first?
Let's do the bad. Get the bad news out of the way first.
All right, get the bad news out of the way first. The Atlanta Falcons should be a playoff team, damn it. The slop that I watched in... what, there were five games on between Saturday and Sunday?
Yep.
There were two on Saturday, three on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. One tonight.
Four out of those five games were garbage, Dom.
Yes.
And most of the teams that I watched, the Atlanta Falcons should be able to hang with. Most of the, and that's AFC and NFC.
Yep.
Texans, Chargers. You're telling me that with Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix and Drake London and Jesse Bates and David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett, that they couldn't have hung with that team? Come on, man. Chargers? Justin Herbert decided to pull a Kirk Cousins and throw four interceptions in that game? Dom, it was frustrating because I was watching that pap, that slop, and I was saying to myself, the Atlanta Falcons should be in the mix.
Yeah.
Man, the Atlanta Falcons should be in the mix.
How funny is it that the only game that was close was the one that if the Falcons would have won, probably would have been the one that they would have been in.
Heroics aside from Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter, you're telling me the Falcons wouldn't have been in that game? Come on, man. The Bucs were not good, and we already beat them twice, and we almost beat Washington. You're telling me that the Falcons wouldn't have hung in that game? So 404-726-0929. Those are the negatives. Here's the positive. We're pretty close. We're pretty close. It made me realize that as bad as the defense has been at times, we're pretty close, Dom. Like, the Atlanta Falcons are not four off seasons away from being competitive. This time next year, if we're not talking about playoffs, I mean, come on. You watched what happened on Wild Card Weekend, and you sat there and said to yourself, the Atlanta Falcons should not be participating in these football games? So the negative is, I'm really frustrated. Because the Atlanta Falcons need to be playing football this past weekend. That's the negative. Because you mean to tell me that the Atlanta Falcons shouldn't have been on that field on Saturday or Sunday? I won't believe it. I saw too much promise. I saw too many positives. I saw too many things that were good this season, from Kirk Cousins breaking the single season franchise record for passing yards in a game, to Michael Penix's promise at the end of the season, to career years for Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Chris Lindstrom being one of the best linemen in the game again. Dom, why are you laughing?
Who would have guessed that Kirk Cousins would break the record for most passing yards in a single season for the Falcons and be benched? Like, if I would have told you that at the beginning of the year that that would happen, that, like, hey, he's going to have a game where he's going to break a franchise record and then he's going to get benched later on. Like, just the thought of that, of like how that played out, is just, it's insane to me. Like, hearing it out loud when you said it just there, it was funny to me. Like, that really did happen. It was such an insane year.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, Dom. Like, so that's why it's so frustrating. Like, how many just colossally dumb and awful things can you fit into one calendar season? Apparently a lot. So it really frustrates. Dom is, like, literally laughing right now. Good. It's how many of those can you fit into a singular season? It's crazy to me what happened over the last 6 months in Falcons land. But it also gives me hope at the same time, which is the positive of what I'm talking about. I don't think this team is that far away. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Going to be taking your calls. I'm with you until 7:30. How do you feel after watching that football? Because my biggest takeaway is, yes, I'm frustrated because the Falcons are just as good as the Packers and the Texans and the Chargers. Maybe not as good as the Eagles. I'll give you that. That's fine, although Jalen Hurts played like garbage. Maybe not as good as the Ravens. But they belong. They belonged on Wild Card Weekend. Absolutely. Especially with the talent on offense. So 404-726-0929. How do you feel? Are you frustrated? Or are you optimistic? Or are you both? It's fine if you're both. But what is your gut saying to you right now? Was it more just frustration at the way that the season ended? Or is there a glimmer of hope? Is there something that you say, hey, you know what, Turtle, you're right. We belong on that field. We belong, Falcons Nation, on that field. Because we're not that far away. Like, what the Packers put out there, I know they got injured, but you're telling me Michael Penix couldn't have done what Jordan Love did yesterday? Come on. 404-726-0929. Chris, start us off. Chris, you're in Griffin. Go ahead. How you feeling?
Man, I'm all right, man. And I'll raise you one better. Not only had Penix done what Jordan Love did last night, he would have done better. And we all know that. And I think this wild card weekend – showed me a few things. Yes, frustration and how things ended for us, and also some optimism. But how this season ended, it just comes down to margins for me, really. And when things come down to margins like that, it's hard for me to absolve coaching from it. And we all know defense was very bad. And we know that we had some clock management stuff that really, you know, really messed us up in a few games. And we cannot have those repeat issues. On top of having, you know, a quarterback, like y'all said, set a record in a game for the franchise and ended up getting benched by the end of the season. Like, we cannot have these bipolar issues that don't mesh well with the winning franchise. And, you know, the Falcons, we've been called a doormat franchise for a very long time. And I think this city needs to really take a hard look, our coaches, everybody, the franchise, we need to take a hard look into our history. We need to take a hard look into the talent that we have on this team right now, so we don't mess up these guys' full potential over the next 4 or 5 years. Because if we continue to do what we've been doing, which is insanity, that's exactly what's going to happen. So I'm a little optimistic, but I just don't know if everything is in the hands that it should be in.
No, right, Chris, so, I hear you. You know, great you call. No, yeah. I got you. Great call. Great way to start it off from Chris and Griffin at 404-726-0929. Here's the issue. You messed up before the season started by putting your defense in the hands of a rookie while you're trying to manage, you know, your big boy head coaching job, Raheem Morris. Jimmy Lake wasn't ready for the job. Gave up 44 points to the Carolina Panthers in the last game of the season, as we've been over ad nauseum. And you set yourself behind the eight ball from the rip. 404-726-0929. Jermaine's in the A. Jermaine.
What's going on? What's going on? After watching the wild card weekend, it's going to make you think, like, how many actually elite quarterbacks are there in the NFL? Like, you really saw, and the best ones got the job done. But nonetheless, I am optimistic. We just got to fix that front seven of that Falcons defense, and we'll be in action. I think we need athleticism, and we need speed and on the pass rush. This offseason is probably one of the most important in Falcons history, because it can literally either take this franchise forward or, once again, like, set it back. So I'm optimistic, but I feel like that's a theme. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. We got a franchise quarterback. So, hey, let's fix that defense, and I think we can make some noise next season.
Yeah.
As far as, like, first round bye, home field advantage type.
No, I got you, Jermaine. Appreciate the phone call. And that's, you know, that's what we were so close to this season. With the division letting Tampa, like, Tampa was not good in that game yesterday. That should have been the Falcons, right? 404-726-0929. Lee is in the A. Lee, what do you think?
Lee actually dropped, so we're going to go to Chris.
All right, Chris is in Athens. What do you think, Chris?
I think Raheem needs to be watching out for a new job, because I think what you guys are saying is right on point. We beat Philadelphia, right? But we should have beat the Steelers. We should have beat San Diego. I mean, the teams that played yesterday, we beat Tampa twice. I mean, I think it was mismanagement of what you had. I think there's just too much that went on in that backfield, defensive backfield, where things should have been coached up. But Raheem needs to look for a new job next year if we can't do any better. But I'm sorry. Those teams that played yesterday were garbage, and we should have been there, because we lost to those teams, and we're much better than they are. So I really don't understand it. But, you know, it is what it is.
No, Chris, I understand, and I agree, and that's why we're talking about it tonight with you at 404-726-0929. Right? Chris just put out there emotionally what a lot of us are feeling, that frustration, right? The F word, frustration. 404-726-0929. Frustration. Because it could have been us. It should have been us. Should have been the Falcons. I don't care if they win or not. Should have been in that game, man. And it was so disappointing that they weren't. But at the same time, they're close. They're right there. A tweak here, a tweak there. I'm sorry, Jimmy Lake. Get a competent defensive coordinator in there, and you make the playoffs this year. Sorry. 404-726-0929. Lines are jams. I see you. Q, Ken, Mark, Michael, Ryan, you're all up when we get back. Chris Thomas with you till 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Only a couple minutes left with you. Chris Thomas till 7:30. Monday Night Football coverage comes your way then. The question tonight is simple, Dom. How you feeling? Because I'm frustrated as hell, man. The Falcons should have been in the playoffs this weekend. But they're not very far away. So there's some positive and some negative.
I guess I'm kind of in the middle. There are things that obviously upset me. I'm disappointed. We had high hopes for this team at the beginning of the season. Obviously, those goals were not achieved. However, I am still optimistic. I'm optimistic about the future of this team, at least from a roster standpoint. I feel very comfortable with a lot of the talent that is on the roster. Still need to fix a few holes, but I think there are pieces in
place.
Yeah,
a few.
To have this team in a good position. Now, one of the things that I will say, I'm tired of hearing the word collaboration.
Ooh. Ooh.
Coach Ra, you're the head coach. You need to be the point man. Right. Stop collaborating with people. Well, sometimes you need to put your foot down and say, this is the way things are going to be done.
It seems like he did that, and it had...
You did it too late. You should have done it from the jump.
It worked until it didn't, because you gave up 44 points to the damn Panthers. All right, Q, lead us off. Q, how you feeling? More frustrated or more optimistic after the wild card weekend?
Yeah, but I'm frustrated. I don't hear nobody talking about we just lost to Carolina, but we supposed to skip that and make it to the playoffs. Bryce Young just lit us up, but we going to ignore that. Grady Jarrett just went 3-4 weeks, and I ain't get his name called, but we going to ignore that. But our defense is surrounded by and built around Grady Jarrett. I believe that's where the problem started.
Well, Q, let me ask you a question. Who do you feel like is it, who's ignoring it? I think we've all acknowledged it ad nauseum.
I feel like we just fanboying too much. Like, it ain't no realism when it comes to evaluating this team. It's all optimistic and hoping instead of being for real about it, telling the truth. Like, bro, this team was a letdown this year. We were supposed to make it to the playoffs. We were supposed to be a playoff team. Kirk Cousins was supposed to lead that thing. Don't nobody know what happened to him. And then I called, like, 3 weeks ago when you first got on, when Pennix got the job. And I'm just like, bro, what are we doing here? Like, I get it. Okay, I understand Kirk Cousins ain't it no more, but y'all really expecting Pennix to take us to the playoffs now?
Well, you didn't like what you saw from Pennix?
That ain't what I'm saying. All I'm saying is this: the way that this team is led and it starts up top, and again, they're not being honest and evaluating correctly. Again, why is Grady Jarrett still here? Why is he still here? Why are you building a defense around Grady Jarrett, for one, who's an undersized nose guard, defensive tackle, if you want to call it? He undersized. How many Pro Bowls has he made? When was the last time his name was called?
But I don't think that you think they're
around it.
You think they're building the team around Grady Jarrett?
They already did. Why? Grady Jarrett is the only player still here from the Super Bowl run besides who? AJ Terrell, if he was even here, I think. That's it. They done showed too much loyalty to Grady Jarrett. They could have got way more better people in here for that defense than sitting here showing all this loyalty to Grady Jarrett, especially coming off an injury. They should have went defensive in the draft for the last 2-3 years, not saying that Pennix ain't a good pick, Bijan or Drake London ain't a good pick, but we are steady putting ourselves behind the eight ball, thinking we're going to go out here and just pick up pieces to cover up on this defense when we got bigger issues that start with, and that start with the head of this regime, this program, however you want to call it. Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, Dan Terry.
I got to let you go just because I got to give other people a couple minutes. I love your calls. You're always passionate. You always bring it. It can't always go back to Arthur Blank.
Yeah, I think Q's passion is just misplaced.
It's enough. Guys, Rich McKay.
Grady Jarrett is the least of the
Arthur
problems on
this Blank,
team.
Grady Jarrett. Stop. Stop it. You're getting me angry. Stop. Stop it. Okay? That's not the issue that we're talking about. Because that's not change. Let's talk about what did Gandhi say? Be the change you wish to see in the world. Well, you know what you can't change? Who the owner of the Atlanta Falcons is. Q, we got to stay on brand. We got to stay on messaging. We got to stay on point. That's not the point tonight. The point is, I watched playoff games this weekend, and the Falcons could have beaten 70% of the teams any given Sunday. There were a few. Eagles, I'll give you. Ravens, I'll give you. Yeah, but almost all those other teams, that's why I'm feeling optimistic. I'm also frustrated as hell because the Falcons should have been in the playoffs. But, you know, all we can do is focus on next year. We can't, like, this year's done. So stop complaining about Arthur Blank. Stop complaining about Rich McKay. It's not happening. Get it out of your head. If the only thing you're going to do is complain about yesterday, you're never going to focus on tomorrow. And that's where we need to be with this team. Ken is up next. Ken.
Turtle. I hear the frustration in your voice, Turtle. Well, look, Turtle, let me say this, man. And I want you to seriously hear me out, okay?
Okay.
I'm not frustrated, nor am I optimistic. You know why? Because my frustration level, that ship is sailed. That ship sailed years ago after the Super Bowl, really. That ship sailed, okay? So whatever you get from this team, it's a bonus at this point for me. You got to approach the Falcons. You hope for the best and expect the worst. And basically that's how you approach not only the Falcons but the rest of these teams in this town. All right, let me also say this. When it comes to the coaching, Raheem Morris, wrong coach, my man. And that's why I'm not optimistic. Wrong coach. And I think you were on, I think it was the week or a couple of days before the Washington game, and you had a topic about the coaches, Raheem Morris and the coaching staff or something. I think I called up and I said, that's my biggest worry.
Yeah, I said my question was if you guys, the fan base, trusted Raheem Morris and his staff to put together a winning game plan based on the roller coaster season leading up to the Washington game.
Exactly. And I told you, no, I don't trust him no further than I can see him because the guy hadn't proven to me that he can, first of all, manage a clock, manage a game. You know, Turtle, NFL games are one possession games most Sundays. Most games are one possession games.
Right.
And if you don't manage that clock well, you're going to lose often more times than not. And I'm going to tell you something. Morris is going to cost us at least 2 to 3 games next season with that same fumbling and bumbling on the sideline, man. And we're going to be having the same conversation this time next season. Who should the Falcons hire for their next head coach?
Well, Ken, and I got to let you go just because I got less than a minute left. Appreciate you, as always, for checking in. And bring receipts, guys. I love that Ken remembers and brings receipts. Let's go. 404-726-0929. Love that. Great call from Ken. Let's see who they hire first. Like, can we let the DC try to do his job before we automatically declare that Raheem Morris is going to get fired next year?
Yeah.
Can we just like see who that? Because what if they bring in Robert Saleh?
Yeah, I would say like you bring in Saleh, yeah. And he turns us into a top 10 defense.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, I agree that maybe the automatic viewpoint tends to skew negative, Ken, but. Like, let's just see what they do first, right? Like, you know I'm always ready to pounce. You know I come on here ready to bring the truth. But I can't pretend that I know what's going to happen. The Magic 8-Ball don't work that way. All right, great job to all the callers. Appreciate the passion. We'll probably bring up something similar to this topic back on the weekend because apparently you guys are fired up about this. Go figure. Fired up about the Falcons and the continued efforts to break the damn 7-year playoff drought. How about that? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.